This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian market's benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex both gained more than 0.5% by the end of the trading session on Monday. In a significant push to bolster the Make in India initiative, the government is considering a production-linked incentive scheme that could transform the railway sector. The scheme, likely to be introduced in the upcoming union budget, will specifically target the manufacturing of certain railway components that we typically import. Now, what's on the cards? The government is thinking about offering incentives ranging from 5 to 10% for locally produced products like wheels, axles, and braking systems, crucial for modern train sets such as the Vande Bharat and green trains running on alternative fuels like hydrogen. They've proposed the scheme to last 3 years with an expected incentive pool of 1,000 to 1,500 crore rupees. Mint Subhash Narayanan reports on the scheme aimed at making our rail component industry more robust and competitive. Indian investors have been showing unparalleled enthusiasm towards the defense sector, something that was seen post-World War II on Wall Street. Since its inception in January 2022, the Nifty India Defense Index has surged nearly 400%, overshadowing gains in other sectors. With India's significant military size and budget commitments to defense modernization, the sector presents a massive opportunity. In the fiscal year 2023-24, defense exports from India reached an all-time high, boosting investor optimism. However, the escalating stock prices have raised concerns about sustainability. Experts like Anirudh Garg from Invasset and George Thomas from Quantum AMC advise caution, pointing out that the sector might be overheated despite its growth potential. Mint's Abhishek Mukherjee takes a detailed look at whether defense stocks can armor-plate your portfolio. In today's long story, private investors are increasingly initiating forensic audits earlier in their relationship with portfolio companies, aiming to identify and address potential financial and governance issues preemptively. This shift comes in response to significant financial losses caused by mismanagement in high-profile startups, leading to a more proactive approach in risk management. Previously, audits were typically conducted after issues surfaced, but now they're often triggered by early warning signs, enhancing the ability to manage risks effectively throughout the investment lifecycle. Mint's startup correspondent Nehar Shah reports. The first half of the year was packed with big Bollywood releases like Fighter, Bade Mian Chote Mian, and Maidan. But even these star-studded films couldn't shake the Indian movie industry out of its slump. Box office collections dropped from 4,868 crore rupees in the first half of 2023 to 3,000 to 3,500 crore rupees this time around. Also, partly because we had almost no new films during the Lok Sabha elections for about 2 months. Particularly, Bollywood's numbers were down by 400 to 500 crore rupees. Despite these flops, there's a silver lining with some smaller films. Movies like Crew, Article 370, and Munja did quite well, hinting that moviegoers are ready to return to the theaters if their content catches their eye. This shift towards smaller films is pretty stark compared to last year's blockbusters. It's not all gloomy. Malayalam cinema has been doing surprisingly well, with several hits like Manjumel Boys and Aadu Jeevitham, The Goat Life easily crossing the 100 crore mark. It seems they've managed to rake in nearly 71% of their last year's total in just the first 3 months of 2024. Mint's Lata Jha brings a wrap-up of the first half of the year for India's film industry. The rise of digital avatars, or dead bots, that allow us to interact with representations of the deceased is stirring both fascination and ethical debates. Companies like Deep Brain AI, Hereafter AI, and Eternomy are pioneering services that enable the dead to have a form of digital presence, often inspired by popular media like the Pixar film Coco. The goal ranges from providing comfort and legacy planning to educational purposes, such as allowing students to interact with an avatar of Einstein discussing relativity. The potential of these technologies extend beyond simple memorials. They can perform at virtual concerts, offer family recipes, or guide medical students, almost like bringing the past into the present. Ms. Leslie DeMonte explains what dead bots are in today's primer. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.